All right. Now, how might you experience the faces of inspiration? The breath, the comforter, the helper companion, the teacher, the mentor within, the healer, indwelling spirit. 1. The breath. Do you ever listen to your breath? It reflects the quiet whisper of inspiration. Being present with our natural breathing is calming. Inspiration is a calm quiet. Close your eyes and focus on your natural breath now. Invite inspiration into your heart and mind. Inhale peace. Exhale peace. Let go and receive the quiet within. 2. The comforter. To be comforted is to be assured safety. Inspiration assures your safety. Safety from what? From the thought that you are alone. It is this thought of aloneness that brings on the experience of feeling unsafe, which traps us in fear. How can we experience this comfort? One day I stopped into a nearby monastery to pause for some quiet time. I began with the thought, "Thank you." No sooner did I extend the thought of gratitude, I heard inspiration speak back. "I am thankful for you." I was floored. Never in my life did I realize that the spirit of peace is thankful for me. Comfort began to flow. This comforter was brought forth to sustain your spirit. Yet you sustain the comforter by allowing it to comfort. Take a moment now and let your thankful heart go out to this comforting spirit and allow yourself to feel how thankful this comforter is for you. Giving and receiving mutual gratitude one-to-one. 3. The helper companion. Inspiration shows compassion, meaning it has a desire to help. It helps us by walking with us as a dear friend and reminding us of our compassion, our desire to love, to be loved, and to experience love. Whispering, love unceasingly, love without measure. Love without expectation of receiving. For in your loving, all receiving is given you. I will show you how to love. Is this not the help we seek? Pause here and ask this helper for help with a specific situation, appearing large or small. Trust. You and others are receiving the help you need right now. 4. The teacher. Inspiration truly desires to teach you all of its ways of wisdom and loving. For to be wise is to love, and to love is to be wise. Peace, love, joy, are all this teacher has to teach, for this is all it knows. Be willing to be taught by this teacher of teachers. To be a student of such is to be a student with great willingness, true desire, vigilance, and strong determination to experience inspiration. Let this teacher teach you how to live wisely, in teaching you how to love. Be a great scholar of love. Do not depend solely on books for your learning. You may gain information, but you will not discover your inspired self. Look within to a vast knowledge and find a library of resources, volumes of the written word, spoken and unspoken, lie within. Your experience of your inspiring heart and mind is within. The cubicle heart and mind professes wisdom of the world, seeking peace within it. Locked in the parameters of time and space, it attempts to limit inspiration where all things are possible. It is best not to ignore this cubicle wisecracker. Rather, look upon it with inspiration, who will shed light upon its shadows. What are the cubicle self's motives, desires, intentions, ways of relating and communicating, values, judgments, and past experiences shading your life now? What is the cubicle self keeping you from? Go hand in hand with your wise teacher, navigating the twists and turns, back alleyways, main drags, and side streets of the cubicle heart and mind. As you look upon these obstacles to peace with your teacher, inspiration, its wisdom and love will declare you free by showing you your true nature. Time and space cannot find their way within your inspiring self, heart, and mind, hence not convolute that which is you. Yours is a path chartered by love long before you take it. All kinds of torment and frivolous distractions appear in the world, yet walk your path anyway to discover the reality of peace. All appearances vanish in the presence of the teacher, who may use a form as if outside of you, only so you may learn that this teacher is truly within. Here is the value of helping one-to-one. Here is the value of seeing that we are all customers and extending the best customer service ever to each other. Take a moment now and call upon this teacher. Ask this teacher to reveal itself to you. 5. The mentor within. Believe it or not, you have a personal trainer. Not for your body, but for your heart and mind. A mentor trains through demonstration, through being that which you long to become. The mentor within is passionate about living an inspiring life. This is how our talk becomes our walk. The mentor within is not passive. It is ready to step up to bat, to go from simply being to simply being while doing in the world. The mentor within inspires passion to live one's inspiring life on the outside as well as on the inside. Are you inspired to do your part? In doing your part, you see the whole. In seeing the whole, you experience your wholeness. What is your part? What is your passion? The mentor within will use your inspired passion to be a demonstration of inspiration in the world. Don't think you have a passion? You are thinking too small. Passion doesn't fit in the cubicle. Well, cubicle passion does. Inspiration will give you passion to help you see beyond the cubicle passions of the world and be an expression of your inspired heart. Ask for it. Ask your mentor within now. If I could be inspired to be passionate about anything, what would you have it be? What is important about opening to passion and doing our part? We are letting ourselves be instruments of inspiration. In doing so, we experience being connected to ourself, others, and inspiration. Herein lies the peace you seek. 6. The Healer. Inspiration heals dispiritedness. Imagine within you is a healer. A healer is one who recognizes the cause of dispiritedness, thus is able to bring true healing by getting to the root. Inspiration uproots the cause of dispiritedness, the thought of being disconnected, and replants our heart and mind in the soil of connection. The healer within shows us how our thoughts and perceptions are causing us dispiritedness. Release these thoughts and perceptions into the healer, who will reinterpret them for you and inspire you in their place. It is not necessary to go into deep analysis about the thoughts. Simply see them for what they are: remnants of the thoughts of aloneness, unworthiness, guilt, and fear. Are these the thoughts you would choose to think? I think not. You need not wait upon the healer within to immediately show you new thoughts. That may happen or it may not. Yet be assured that transformation is occurring, whether you are aware of the new thoughts or not. I assure you, the new thoughts are inspiring thoughts, and they are already within you. Trust this to be true and go on about your day. Soon you will notice a lightness in your step, a lifting of your spirit, and hope in your heart. 7. The Indwelling Spirit. How is it possible that inspiration can literally abide in us? Last I checked, spirit wasn't classified as an internal organ, so that is not how it lives in us. How then? Spirit abides in you through your inspiring self, heart, and mind. It flows through your higher heart, your higher mind. What does this mean? What is it that is flowing? Life itself. The life beyond what we see and touch every day. In our world, life has its ups and downs, but our life and spirit is so happy to be alive that as we connect with it, all we can be is incessantly joyful to be alive. It is in this joy that life is seen as a gift. Life itself is your gift, the greatest gift ever. No matter what happens in our worldly life, it in no way changes the gift of life we have already received in spirit. To become aware of this life is to feel truly alive. Complaining about the world, plodding through day-to-day life, making excuses, wishing on a star, planning future happiness, waiting for the weekend, or for something to happen to make you feel alive, all grow distant the day you realize your real life. Spirit is the bridge to your heart and mind. It takes you deep within yourself, shining forth in your face and seeing through your eyes. Pause. Close your eyes and be willing to be present with this indwelling peace. Now, see this indwelling offer you the gift of your life in spirit. Certainly, listening to the experiences of others who have connected with inspiration is helpful, as we are learning how to hear the spirit of peace. Yet remember that to truly learn to discern between cubicle dispiritedness and inspiration, we are to practice listening ourselves. In deep willingness, we will come to recognize inspiration within our own heart and mind. Practice.